नमस्कार। Human life is a movement, a flow, a movement from pure animal existence in a human body to pure spiritual light and recognition of the divine spirit which lies within you. From the time you are born, throughout your life, the opportunity arises again and again that you can move from pure animal existence in a physical body to knowledge of the endless love, which is the nature of your own spirit, to knowledge of your own divine being. That is the grace of the divine entity that is showered upon you at every moment of your life, the opportunity to know your divine nature, the opportunity to move from darkness to light, from death to immortality. That opportunity is the doorway to a dimension of your being that can't be known from the physical body alone. It is an opportunity to move beyond your physical existence into pure essence, into the love which is the source of your being. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to feel fulfilled, to feel loved and to be able to love, and to find the joy of love fulfilled in your heart. But the real fulfillment of love comes when there's recognition that you carry that love within you, in the nature of your own essential being. That love permeates you. It's a part of you. So the love you have from another is merely a reflection of that deep well of love, which is the source of your being. You see it in another and you're attracted. You feel a magnetic pull, a desire for unity and wholeness with the one you love. But the search that you have for love, for that unity, for that completeness of love, is a search for your own soul, a search for your essential being, which comes in the form of external projection. When you find another, you see your soul, you see the deep well of love reflected in another, and you want to be close. You want to feel friendship. You want to feel that that one is your beloved. But that love, that human love, is a reflection of a deeper process, a love which is boundless, formless, timeless, eternal, which is the source of your own being. An awareness, a consciousness, an infinite bliss, which is the source of all happiness, all joy. For that infinite bliss is a boundless ocean of unconditioned love. It is being without form, without division, without the duality which forms the fundamental basis of suffering. It is our fall from grace, our fall from that essential unity of being, that completeness and wholeness of love fulfilled. The fall from that grace is what causes our initial suffering. Our initial pain is that separation. And out of that comes all of the desires of the senses and the body to somehow fulfill that emptiness inside, to find that completeness. And in the confusion of our minds, we search for it in material objects, we search for it in achievements in the world, in impressing others, in many different things that we acquire or we attempt to acquire. But ultimately, when faced with ourselves, as perhaps in this moment in time, realize that that which you're searching for really abides within you. It's a deep well of existence, a deep well of love, a deep well of infinite, unconditional awareness, which is your source of being, which is the truth of who you are. There is no self that is deeper than the self of yourself. That is the self of all beings. It is your Atman, your soul. And that Atman is the same as the Paramatma, the divine consciousness, the Purusha, which is embodied in all existence. Nothing, not a blade of grass, not even a material object like a pillow, is outside of that unconditional awareness, that unconditional love, that divine conscious intelligence from which the whole universe has spun into creation. And the elements are created out of the gunas by the laws of Mother Nature. And out of all of that, all of the forms of this universe have come into existence. But in embodiment, in consciousness embodied in a human body, experiencing life through the senses, there is the experience of duality, the experience of separation of I and thou. And in that experience of separation, in that experience of duality, comes the source of suffering. There is you, and there is other, all else. And between you and all else, there is this gap, this duality. And in the body-mind experience of sensory existence, that duality exists. Form is your body. Other forms are separate from your body. But it is only one small spectrum on the great spectrum of cosmic existence. And it is a deceptive spectrum. It has its relative truth from the perspective of the body and the senses, but it is an illusion on another level. When you move out just a little with your awareness, with your intelligent attention and awareness, you find that there is a larger spectrum of being in which all of this created universe is composed of waves forming into particles. And those waves are composed of what? Of pure being, of pure consciousness. Some would say of pure love. Undifferentiated, their difference is just slight frequencies, slight sequences. So you have the opportunity in this love to find that which is eternal, where you are not separate, where you are not bound. The problem is so much of human life is spent in body consciousness and in sensory experience that your consciousness, your awareness becomes so immersed in this that you forget. You forget your eternal nature. And only when those very special moments happen, perhaps in nature, perhaps in an intimate contact with someone, perhaps in deep meditation, the boundaries of I and thou fade away, and you find the wholeness that is love fulfilled, the wholeness that is your deeper nature, the self of yourself. In that wholeness, you are one, you are complete, you are fulfilled. There is no I and thou. There is only one. Manifesting in the countless forms of creation, yet never changed, only appearing to be changed. That eternal being, that truth of your innermost self, that heart of your hearts, love of your love. That truth is eternal, immortal, intelligent, conscious, aware, the all-attracting source of all creation. That is your home. That is where you have come from. And that is where you return sooner or later. When you weary of the games, when you weary of the dance of distraction, then you return to that home, that deep place, the indwelling self. That self of yourself is conscious, intelligent, aware, love unconditional, truth, a reality that is unchanging. Though it appears as endless number of forms, its nature never changes. It is always the same. And in that truth of your own being, you are immortal. You have never changed. You have appeared to be in any number of forms over lifetime after lifetime. Yet your essence has never changed. You are that truth. You are that love. You are that eternal, intelligent wisdom, that infinite being, that love without a second. That divine presence is your home, your true shelter in the storm. Life on the outside, in the body, in the senses, goes up and down. Sometimes things go well, personally or collectively. Sometimes they go very badly, personally or even collectively. And you have to weather the storm. If you only live on the outside of your nature, in your senses, in your body, you will feel that great fear, for the body is not immortal. It comes, stays for a time, and fades away. But that which you are, which is embodied in your form, that which you are is immortal being. And when you let go, when you surrender, not when you acquire, but when you surrender into that immortal self, into that love which has no second, into that infinite compassion, that kindness within you, always waiting to embrace you, when you surrender into that divine love and you let go, let go. Then the shelter is there for your soul, for your spirit. The shelter which is the true rock in your life, the solid place where neither death nor pain nor suffering can really hold you. For you are held in the arms of eternal being. That deeper truth supersedes the superficial, the outer. My computer just died, Liam. Can you plug it in? The plug is right there.